Sorry, everybody. This is new. I have been doing this show for a couple weeks now, but this was going to be the first episode where it all kind of comes together. This is the episode where I finally have guests on the show, and I'm going to talk about them. We're going to play some music, talk about the music, talk about supernatural things, science. We got Yes Yes over there.
We're all over the damn place.
I, for one, am very excited.
Weenie?
Hello.
All right, so I guess that marks our first guest on the Smelly Slumber Party. It's Weenie himself. He's kind of a local celebrity. Weenie, want to talk about why people should know?
I don't have much time. Wait, so can you back up for a second? You want to know why I'm so well known?
Yeah, that's what I asked.
Primarily my music? My personality. I actually usually put out an album around Christmas time. It's really good music to listen to while you're sipping hot cocoa and while you're watching a movie. It's really great music to listen to when you're watching.
Wait, do you want me to just play one of your classics here?
Yeah, why listen to me blabber on and on when you can just play one of the tunes right through the soundboard right there?
This is my...
Hang on a second. So you're going to play a song right now, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I am. This is My Wowie Girl by Weenie and the Man Band.
Oh, this is going to be so embarrassing, but I really want to hear it. Go right ahead.
Why isn't it playing, Weenie?
It's a really quiet song. It's actually not one of my favorites.
Wait, so it's not playing because it's just a quiet song?
Yeah, I think it's just turned down really low.
This is really disappointing. Does anybody have it on their iPod?
No.
Okay. Alright, well, let's just talk a little more then. So,
Thank you, kid. I don't have much time. And you're really starting to show me that you're nothing but an amateur. I'm really close to just straight up laughing at you. I'm just about to start laughing right on the radio. You don't want that to happen.
Why are you being so rude?
Rude? I didn't see it as rude.
It's just impolite.
I have nothing but mayonnaise, sir.
Weenie, why won't your song play?
Dude, seriously, you're just embarrassing me. Okay, I got like 30 more seconds left. So you gonna play my freaking song or you gonna talk to me?
We'll talk for a little bit. I'm gonna try to play one of your songs here. Alright, here's something that might work.
Can we turn down this freaking background music? Oh, that'll work.
Okay, I guess browser sounds are disabled.
I wish you all could just see this is a good time to figure that out. Like you monkey. Can you... Turn down the background music.
Please leave.
I don't have to go anywhere.
Weenie.
I'm actually late for my next meeting.
Weenie. Please leave.
I am actually late for my next meeting, so I'll be
Weenie!
I'll be seeing.
Please leave!
I'll be seeing you. Ta.
Alright, so I hope that isn't kind of predicting how the rest of the show is going to go. I hope that's not how the rest of this show and the rest of the summer goes. That was just beyond rude. I'm apologize to my listeners, my late nighters. I know you're out there. That was a rude, rude guest. His name was Weenie. You might have heard of him. He puts out Christmas songs every Christmas. But that's about as rude as it gets. And I am very sorry. It's hard to listen to just someone just berate somebody. Berate me. So I don't know. I guess we could put on another song here, but yes. Do you want to talk a little bit so I can cue up a new tune? You got anything to say over there?
I could say
any issues.
I guess I could talk about
Slenderman
and mysteries or news. Slenderman.
Well, it's kind of a mix of mystery and.
Can you do mysterious news?
Yeah, I think I wanted to. I'll talk about Slenderman later. As far as mystery goes, so I've been thinking about getting this tattoo, the UFO tattoo, on my leg, and I thought about it all night. I didn't sleep, and I just wondered what I was trying to figure out. I was trying to figure out UFOs, and I was thinking, what makes a UFO a UFO? Now, I have my answer. You guys want to chime in here?
Excuse me. I mean,
you're not welcome.
Can I get my keys, please?
You're not welcome.
Hey.
Oh. Hey, yes. You don't have to use physical force there. Yes. 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 Get your hands off him. Yes.
Once I get started, I can't stop.
Yes. Let go. You're hurting him.
I can't stop.
Oh, that was an outrage.
You okay?
I am never coming back to this place. Goodbye.
All right. Well, I still don't have a song ready, so. A UFO to me is just anything, any kind of saucer disc that you see flying around that just makes your stomach hurt.
Okay. Now, that's just wrong. Okay? Alex?
Who?
Oh, I'm sorry. Who are you?
Oh, I'm actually on here later. I'm the meme master. But yeah, I'll give you my input. UFO. UFO. It could stand for Unified Frickin' Orgasm. It could stand for Ultimate Frickin' Orange. But really what a UFO is to me is that thing in the sky, that disc. You look at it, it makes you wonder, who's up there? Who's in that? And what do they want with us on the world?
That's closer.
So hold on a second. Are you guys talking about UFOs?
That's what we've been talking about for a couple minutes, yeah.
I actually think I have seen a UFO.
Where?
It was a long time ago. I was visiting a farm with family. There's a family friend. And, my family friend has very, very large eyes. They can see much further than me.
So sort of like owl eyes.
Very much like owl eyes. Except the owl can turn its head all the way around. But this family friend could turn his eyes all the way around and see into his skull. And that's my UFO story. Do you have any UFO stories?
I don't have much to add, but what I think you know, characterizes a UFO is, number one, you see it. You have to see it. And it has to be silent. Because no alien race will make a UFO that makes noise.
I have a question.
Hmm.
How important are UFOs to our future?
Have you ever heard of... Have you ever heard of, the nuclear bomb?
Are you talking about Einstein's nuclear bomb?
I'm talking about Einstein, poofy white hair Einstein, and his nuclear bomb.
Are you talking about Albert Funkenstein's atom bomb?
Yes.
Well, that was a funky scientist.
Well, that bomb is equally as important as UFOs to our future. You remember that city?
I can't. I
that city in that on that little island,
the Mayan city.
Mm-mm. Not talking about one that city.
You're talking about the city that's one island.
The city that was leveled.
I don't know about that one.
All right, so the UFO has to be silent. The last thing is when you see that black circle.
But I just can't stop thinking about...
You piss yourself.
My fight is right.
You see that UFO and you piss yourself.
When my family friend... turned his large eyes... and looked into his own head and saw a UFO... I freaking pissed myself, man. You there?
Please don't flatter me. I'm not special.
I know you're nothing special.
Thanks. That being said, I know I'm a little modest, but yes, I'm here. I am here. And it's good to be here. It's nice to meet you. I don't know your name, but let's move on.
Call me Buzz for tonight.
Sure. It's okay. Yeah. Hello, Buzz. Hi over there.
Hey, hey. Yeah, so, that's me. I'm right here.
Who am I? You want to introduce me? Like I said, I'm nothing special, but...
Yep, you're nothing special at all.
Could you down the background music, please?
Is scaring you over there?
It's not funny. Can you please turn it down? Because what I have to tell you has nothing to do with creepy, spooky UFOs. Yes, I was listening on the show earlier. It has nothing to do with, you know, insecure musicians. Sorry, Weenie. I heard that. Is he still in here?
I think he left.
I don't know who said that. Did he call in?
No. But... I don't know. I'm pretty sure he's not in here.
Whatever. I'm getting the spooks, though. So, anyway.
Does he scare you? Wait, who are you, first of all?
Well, okay. I'm in the schedule as Mimi the Meme Master, but Mimi is actually my wife, and she is in the hospital.
She's ill.
With... Well, should I say that in the air?
But just, you know, you don't get personal, but is it terminal?
Don't talk about... If it's gout, don't even...
It ain't gout.
Don't get too personal, but is...
It is salmonella.
Terminal. Is it terminal?
Is her life in danger? Yeah. Yes.
I would say hell yes.
Yes. She is in unstable condition.
Is it terminal? Will she die?
Not tonight. She won't die tonight.
Tomorrow?
She will.
Yes, she will die.
Are you sure you're up to doing this whole meme recap? When your wife is about to die? Oh, I'm sorry. I gotta cut you off. We'll get to you. We're waiting on Bryce.
Okay.
We have a special guest coming in. His name is Bryce. He is a new school skater. He calls himself a new school skater. We don't know much else besides that. We know he's a new school skater. I know he wears low.
Well, is he in here? Why did you cut me off? I feel a little cheapened, a little cut short.
All right, we'll let you babble on a little more.
Okay. Well, I am excited for Bryce to be here, but I actually have. I don't appreciate you guys taunting me about my wife, who's almost going to die. I also don't appreciate coming onto a show and feeling cheapened, but...
We weren't taunting you. What's your name? I know you're husband of Mimi.
My name's Matt.
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 Wasn't taunting you. I'm just... I've seen lots of TV, seen lots of SVU. I know about disease. Wanted to know if it was terminal or not.
Oh, okay. Which Law & Order do you watch?
SVU. Special Victims Unit.
The Olden Times. The Irish were banished beyond the pale. The wild and often lawless areas away from Dublin town.
All right, sorry for that interruption. I kind of cut you off there, didn't I?
Yes. Yeah, actually. A little bit.
All right, do you want to get to what you're getting to?
I wanted to about 5 minutes ago, sure.
Okay, well, I'll let you take it from here. Just like if we're on a talk show that's on TV, you're going to tell me about some things that you found, kind of like when they bring the animals on the show, and you're just going to talk about them, I'm going to laugh, and we're going to
like
them together.
Like the trainer that used to go on Leno.
Okay, well...
Well, yeah. This is what actually the
All
format
right, can you,
I
can
was...
You, can you explain to our audience right now what a meme is before we get into this?
Sure. It's kind of like a game, what we're going to do. It's kind of like a game. But in about, I want to say 2004, they were called cats. And there was this website called cats.com. And people would just upload their pictures of cats. And if you have a cat, you know what they look like when they're getting into the garbage, when they're jumping off the balcony, when they're dragging mice into the house. The background music, please. It's getting a little ridiculous. Okay, so... You know what a cat looks like when he brings in that dead fish, when he gets into the garbage can. My ears, ow. Okay, you're not going to listen to me. Okay, so the cats.com. There's this one cat, I guess. Hello? Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. That's all right. That was kind of weird, but okay. So there's cats.com, and there's this cat, and he looked grumpy, and his name was Grumpy Cat, and his picture got plastered all over the internet. We call it the internets. All over the internets.
The interwebs, you mean?
Oh, yeah. No, yes, that one, too. We call it the internets, the interwebs. And they plastered this grumpy cat, and he looked so grumpy. Like, he just looked like he just had a bad day. Like, he's just moping around the house. It's a Monday morning. I don't want to go to work. Just the grumpiest cat you ever saw. So they called him Grumpy Cat, and I don't know, they would just... There's a picture of a baby wearing an army helmet, and he looked really angry, and he's pointing his finger, and then it would say, there would be a word, and then people started taking the pictures, and they started adding giant white words onto them, like with just block giant white letters, and so you'd have a baby wearing an army helmet. that was odd, but okay, I'll keep going. So you had a picture of a baby just pointing his finger towards God knows what, but it looked like General George S. Patton, like in World War II, and he's just saying charge, and there'd be big white letters like, hello, guys, come on, I have something to say, and this is taking me a really long time, and I'm only on the cats. So you want to know what a meme is. It's basically a funny picture from the internet, and it's usually one of five things, and I'll go through those in a second. But a meme is basically a funny picture with white letters on it. And everyone
sounds
relates.
Hilarious.
Everyone relates to it.
And people really like these?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All over the internet. You have a Facebook, guys? Fellas, you have a Facebook?
Yep.
Buzz?
I do.
Buzz, do you have a Facebook?
Yep, I do.
Yes, yes. Do you have a Twitter?
I've got a Twitter.
Buzz, do you have a Kick?
I do not.
Yes, yes. Do you have an Instagram?
I've got an Instagram.
Buzz, do you have a Vine account?
I do.
And, yes, yes.
Yes, I've got a Tinder.
Okay.
And, no, I do not have a Google Plus.
I wasn't going to ask that. yes, yes. Do you have an email account?
Yes.
Buzz, do you have a desktop background? Or ignore me. Kind of weird, but we'll keep going.
Ask me another.
That's all of them. That's all the ones I had prepared. But
I have a YouTube app.
So, a YouTube app. Excellent. So, you've seen these pictures, huh?
Mm-hmm.
But now you know they're called memes.
I've spent hours watching meme compilations on YouTube.
Okay, so you know what a meme is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ow, ow, ow. Ow. Thank you. Okay. So, this is the format. I'm going to describe a meme. Some of them are similar, so you might get kind of bored, but just stick with me. So we have a few memes here. Again, I am Matt. We have a few memes, and I'm going to explain exactly what it is, because the tricky thing about radio is you can't see this.
That's right, Matt.
So I'm going to describe these memes, and then you are going to tell me what you think. We're going to do sort of a roundtable discussion about each meme.
Sure.
So this first one, okay, you got, oh,
let's start
geez.
Let's start off with a stronger one than this. All
right. Okay.
Here we go.
Sorry, these memes just tickle me. Okay, so, ever see The Lord of the Rings? Buzz, have you seen The Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
Yes, yes, have you seen The Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
Have you guys seen Game of Thrones?
No,
very popular series.
Season 4 right now, season 4, episode 5.
Oh, holy crap. Actually, you've only seen the pilot episode. But the main character is actually also on Lord of the Rings. Big fantasy fan. I don't know if you're familiar with the actor. He probably likes fantasy, so because he does a lot of those similar roles. So he's got a beard and long hair, and his name is... his name is Boromir The name of the show is actually it's a movie called
Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings, and it stars Boromir, and they're sitting around a table in a city, and they're talking about how do we destroy the rings, and they said, oh, you have to throw it in the volcano in the middle of a dark place, and it's a very dark place. It's sort of like how we see the ghetto. You know how you think when you see the ghetto? How it's scary, no one wants to go there.
So, yeah, the ghetto, Mount Doom, same thing.
Mordor is what it's called, actually. I don't know what you just said, but it's actually called Mordor.
So ghetto, Mordor, same deal.
Exactly. And so you go to Mordor, and you have to throw the ring down the volcano. And... we got this guy, and they're saying, oh, we just go into Mordor and throw this ring into this volcano. And what he says in the movie is actually, one does not simply, remember that, he says, one does not simply walk into Mordor. And so we've got a meme, and it's just a picture of him. This long-haired gentleman
from
with
the
beard,
movie.
From the movie. Exactly the same scene from the movie, only it has the white words. So it is a meme. So it says, one does not simply... dot, dot, dot. And then you can literally put anything after that... dot, dot, dot. Now, this is the first one that was ever made. And by gosh, if it isn't the funniest meme I've ever read. Well, you kind of look at memes, don't you? You kind of read them and look at them, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, as you're reading it, you're just thinking about the meme you could make yourself.
Yeah, that's the thing. Everyone can do it. You look at the meme, you think, I could have done that. I could make something just as funny or less. And you also, you see the character start to say the line, one does not simply. And then to imagine the character saying this ridiculous statement afterwards.
All right, Matt.
Yes.
Matt, you're the husband of Mimi the Meme Master.
Yes.
Could you recite this meme to us?
Okay, but first I want to hear you each say one does not simply in your best Boromir impression. Yes, you go first.
One does not simply.
Oh, wow, guys. I'm blown away. So this is going to be a tough act to follow, but yes, indeed, me, Matt, husband of the Meme Master, will recite this meme. So we've got Boromir. He's pinching his fingers together, and he's saying, one does not simply break pinky promise. One does not simply. Now let's all say it together. 1, 2, 3. Break pinky. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Break pinky promise. Have you ever made a pinky promise with a good friend, a brother, a sister, a mom, a dad, and just know, you know, when you lock pinkies, it's real. You do not break that promise. Hello? No. I was about to go on to the next one. Buzz. Come on, man. I'm gonna leave.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
We just normally play background music when people, when we have guests on the show.
Oh. Oh. Okay, well, this next one is the same idea, only he says, it's a different picture, but it's the same scene. So he goes, one does not simply, now, you all know this moment. Kick butt song comes on the radio, and you don't want to leave your car. But you're not going to sit in there like an idiot. But there's one song I think we can all agree that no matter what, we would not leave that car for nothing if it came on right when we were about to leave the car. Now, there's one song that would stop anybody from leaving their car, and yes, I want you to guess what song that is first.
My guess would have to be Kashmir by Led Zeppelin.
Okay, I know that one. Buzz, you want to hum that one for us? Wow. Okay. Okay. Buzz. Now, yes, says Kashmir. And you say, Buzz, what do you say?
What do you mean? Oh, the song?
Yes.
I was going to go with Dire Maker by Led Zeppelin.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why? I.
Every tear I cry. Buzz, really? That one?
No. Probably Katy Perry.
Which one? I actually really like her stuff.
The fireworks song?
I know that one. Baby, you're a firework. You work. That one?
Yeah, the baby, you're a firework.
Come on, let your colors burst. Make him go. As you shoot across the sky. Okay, so there's actually one real answer. There's one freaking song that nobody would leave their car for. Okay, so you're sitting in your car. You're on the highway. Or no.
What station?
You're pulling in your driveway. You just got off work. You need to go home. You need to get a bite of a burger. You need to get a bite of something. And
we on the East Coast or West Coast? So we're on the West Coast. We're going In-N-Out. If we're on the East Coast,
we're going to McDonald's.
McDonald's.
So anyway, you're sitting in your car.
East Coast or West Coast?
East Coast. You're going to McDonald's, buddy. So you're sitting in your car
on our way to McDonald's.
No, you're about to get out of your driveway. You're about to get out of your car because you need to run in, change into some jeans before you go hit up Mickey D's. So you are sitting in the car, and one song comes on, and you're like, oh! No. You're more like, do-do-do-do-do. And you have to stay and wait for that entire song to be over. So I'm going to read you this meme, but I'm going to stop. And I'm going to leave a blank at the part where the name of that song is revealed. One does not simply exit the car while
Bob Marley
beep is still playing. One does not simply exit the car while Kashmir by Led Zeppelin is still playing. One does not simply exit the car while Dire Maker, if that's even how you pronounce it, is still playing? Well, guys, there's really only one song that one does not simply exit the car while is still playing. You would leave the car. And that song starts with a B, and it is...
It ends with a Y.
It is, thank you, yes, it is the best song that we have ever heard here at Smelly Slumber Party. Is that okay to say, Buzz?
I think it's safe to say. And ladies and gentlemen, without further ado,
Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen!
And everyone loves that part, so I'm going to stop it right there.
You really are trying to get on my bad side, aren't you?
Did you want to hear that other half?
Did I want to hear that other half? Yeah!
You like that part, huh? You like that solo?
Yes.
All right, so do you want to keep talking about memes? Or,
no, I want you to play the rest of the song.
No, it's not going to happen. It's already out.
Well, I don't know. Well, let me just hold on a second.
Yes. Can you talk about UFOs for a second? I got a good UFO song.
Wait.
I'm not trying to steal Matt's thunder over here.
Okay,
I can talk about UFOs all day.
Well, we've got another one of these Boro memes, as I call them.
I'm sorry about that. Okay.
Okay, it's not like I don't play mind games every single day with my wife, who is dying, did I mention? Okay.
Wait, hold on a second. Let's,
can we go back to that?
No. That was a cheap shot.
With your wife.
All right, first of all, I gotta talk about why I'm a little PO'd. I know you keep getting frustrated with me, but let me talk about why I'm a little PO'd. And PO, in case you didn't know, stands for pissed off.
All right, that's fair.
Let me just talk about this for a second.
All right, that's fair.
I paid $500 to have Mimi the Meme Master on my show.
What?
Her contract made me pay. She wanted $500.
You're lying. You didn't do that.
Can I finish? That's not the part that made me mad.
I'll sit here and listen to your lies. I'll sit here and listen
Go ahead.
I'm listening.
The part that I didn't really think was fair. Okay. I didn't really think it was fair.
This is your chance to tell your side of the story and go right ahead.
I'm not saying I didn't think
Right. Yeah. Okay. Sure. It's fair that you're saying.
All
right,
I don't think. I never said it wasn't
no,
nice.
I never
I'm
said
just
you
saying
did
I don't. All right, I'm sorry. The way I started. All right. Can I just say why I'm
you
a
can
little...
say anything. Seriously, this is your time. Just tell me what I did. What? How much money you paid? Because it's all about the money. Tell me how much money you paid to hear some lady talk about memes. My own wife.
My little itty-bitty problem has nothing to do with the money.
No, it's never been about the money.
But let me just talk.
Let
can
you,
I talk
yeah,
for 10 seconds
you
without
just
you
say
babbling?
Exactly what you want to say.
I paid $500 in contract.
Absolutely.
Money order.
Exactly.
She wanted $200.
And we took that money order and we cashed it in.
She wanted $200.
She wanted $200
in money order.
Spot. She wanted $200 in cash. She wanted $200 in money order, $200 in cash.
No, she wanted $200.
When she saw you.
She wanted $200 in money order.
And I'll take the $50.
Let me
after
finish
the show.
She wanted $200 in a money order. And $285 in cashier check, and she wanted 15 cash to buy bread and milk.
Oh, because that adds up.
And do you want to know what I'm most mad about? I don't mind paying the $15
cash.
Can we
rewind for a second and let me just say one damn thing?
Yeah, sure.
All we said was that we needed money for bread, milk. And
plus... the $285 in cashier checks and the $200 in money orders.
Yeah, well, I don't know where you're shopping for your bread and milk, but where we go, it's about $5 for two of those. So you must have added two double zeros
that
after
is
that.
Not,
you must have
I
made
said,
the wrong calculation.
I have no problem.
Buzz.
I have no
buzz,
problem.
Buzz!
I have... You are lying. Can we just keep going?
Jeez.
Yes, yes. You want to weigh in on this?
I didn't even get to the part that I was mad about.
Buzz, you want to weigh in on this ridiculousness?
Let me
it's a great show on
finish.
MTV.
Let him finish.
The great show on MTV.
The thing that maybe
you know
most...
what this whole situation reminds me of a great show on MTV. You know what that great show on MTV is called?
What?
Ridiculousness. This whole thing is a bunch of ridiculousness.
Yeah.
Okay. Or right. Okay. So let me just talk about what actually made me mad. It wasn't the $200.
Is this going to be quick?
Because we got to wrap this up. I've got like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 more memes to go.
Okay. So it took you 20 minutes to explain one meme. And you're going to do 6 more?
All right, so let me tell you what made me mad. It wasn't the $200 in money order. It wasn't the $285 in cashier checks. And it sure as heck, and that's heck, not hell, was
thank
not
you.
The
thank
15.
You for that. Thanks for that. No, seriously, I'm a Christian. Thank you for that.
And I respect that. And I knew that coming in. And that's why I changed it.
Thank you. Thank you.
But it had nothing to do with the money. I didn't mind splitting up that cash at all. I'm a fair man, and I read contracts, and I understand
I know!
Them. And my contract... Have you seen my contract? Then
yes.
You know. Then you know.
Yeah.
Then you know.
It's hanging on your fridge.
Yes, I've... Yeah. Then you know.
Yes,
know.
Yes,
hey,
can you...
let me finish up.
Yes, yes, could you tell everybody
here?
What it says in number line number 8 of his contract? It's very prominent.
Line number 8?
Yes.
I was thinking that you guys would be shocked about number 9.
Yeah, I don't... Line number 8 just...
Number 8's reasonable.
Just fodder.
Then maybe it's number 9, I think. You know. And the funny thing about this whole show, something I've learned since I got on here is everybody's expected to be perfect. And everybody expects me to be perfect. So I said 8, and I'm at 9. Okay, cool. Can we move on? Can you tell me what line 9 says?
Can I explain what made me mad about everything?
Buzz, can you let Buzz finish?
Sure.
The thing that made me mad the most about this whole situation was that I wanted Mimi, not Matt, the husband of Mimi, the meme
oh,
master.
Oh, really? Because you seemed cool with it about half hour ago.
So let me tell you. Let me tell you. Where's Mimi? Because I just forgot.
Where's Mimi? Do-do-do-do. Do-do-do.
Oh, yeah. Get Jeopardy. Ha, so funny. Oh, where's Alex Trebek? Oh, where's Trebek? Hey, where's Trebek? Hospital.
They're both in the hospital.
Alex Trebek and your wife? Mimi and Alex Trebek are both in the hospital.
Yeah, because why not? Can we move on?
Is your wife dying?
They're sharing the same room.
Yes. You don't have to get personal with the diseases, but is it terminal?
The last time I saw her, her skin was yellow. I didn't even recognize her. There's an IV in every single vein in her body. Her eyes were hollowed out and a purplish tint. Her breath smelled terrible.
The room was dark.
Her hair was a matted brown. It looked like they tried to give her a sponge bath, but she was too unwilling. You know, when they get closer to death, they stop being so willing to let strangers scrub down their body.
That sounds way past close to death.
Were the fingers puffy?
The fingers were swollen.
I
watched a nurse.
The person you're describing sounds like a 20-year-old corpse. That doesn't sound like someone that's dying. It sounds like someone that's been dead and buried and mummified.
Well, you sound like somebody who's speaking from a very high place where you've been so lucky as to have never experienced a death in the family.
All right, we've got many issues, and this goes way past the animal trainer Leno little rivalry. This goes way past that. Can we talk about the memes now?
Speaking of animal trainers and animal abuse, step down off that horse you're on. And talk to Matt like a real man.
Thank you. Yes.
Jeez. Oh, I'm sorry. You don't like the lesions on my horse? Because I thought that those were from your spurs. Yes. You rode him last weekend without my permission.
Okay. Can I say, Buzz, I have not liked you very much for the past 10 minutes, but that was awesome.
You like when I cut loose, don't you?
Burn.
Yeah. Just straight up.
Okay. So this next meme I've got here carries on the Boro meme tradition. All right. And prepare yourself because this one is funky. And it shows you how specific.
Yeah, you like what I did to that horse, huh?
Damn
near killed him.
Oh, you're talking to me now? Yes.
Rode him hard. Damn near killed him.
Yeah, that's hilarious that you like to hurt horses by wearing spurs. It's 2014.
Yes.
You don't need to wear spurs when you ride my horse.
Yes. Your voice just got a lot flatter and hoarser than I've heard it all night. Okay, so this meme says,
"One does not simply."
Yeah, that's how your horse sounded when I was riding him hard.
That was perverted. Okay, so let's move on. One does not simply get an... Okay, so you're in college, and everyone's had that hard professor, like, dude, how does anybody get an A in Smith's class? How does anybody get an A in Berger's class? Well, honey, this one is the same thing. It's along the same lines, only this one is...
Hey, pause for a second.
One does not simply get an A in Steinberg's class.
You're on.
Well, that'd be nice to know. Okay, so one does not simply get an A in Steinberg's class. Okay, so my heart wasn't in that one.
Who is Steinberg?
He's a hard professor. He's a professor at
a college. You know what I'm really disappointed about this whole past hour? It's because we were expecting a call from a new school skater named Bryce, and he never called. We haven't got a single phone call this entire show. Anyone who's listening right now,
you know what?
The phone number?
I know where Bryce is.
Where's he at?
He's passed out on his couch.
Oh, he's lazy. He's lazy. Bryce is lazy.
He was watching Lords of Dogtown.
Does he drink?
And,
does he drink?
Passed out. Yeah, he drinks. He drinks.
Ah, come on. That just ruined Bryce. He just ruined Bryce. He really ruined Bryce just now.
Well, see, I didn't want to ask the question, but you know when you've got a new school skater, all I do is drink.
That's being stereotypical, though. You can't just judge a new school skater and just say he drinks.
Well, that's why I asked for they drink and then they crash.
On the skateboard, or they pass out?
See, this is what happens when I get off topic. I don't know what I'm talking about. I really want to talk about this next meme.
Yeah, you're full of crap, Matt.
All right, last meme of the night, and then we'll move on to better things.
Well, this is the thing about the memes. I might come back to them, but this is the last one I want to do for now. We've got about an hour left, but I've got about one meme left for this segment, but if we've got time later, I'll do the others. Does that sound cool with everybody?
Yeah!
Because I didn't hear everybody.
Yeah! Yay.
Cool. So we've got one last meme. And this one, I'm going, instead of just straight up explaining it to you, I want to get all y'all feedback on it. So I want to get all y'all feedback. And it's pretty funky. Okay, so funky. Okay, here we go. Sorry, it takes a long time to load because it's kind of an HD meme. Okay, so you've got this picture. And this one comes from, let's see. Okay, this comes from High School Memes. Now, you got this picture, and it is a classic picture. Like, I am looking at this, and I can't believe I'm not cracking up. It's probably because I'm just feeling a little depressed, but it's really freaking funny. So you got this grandma. She's holding her glasses. You know how those grandmas do. They're wearing their muumuu. And they're trying really hard to look at something that's close to them because they are so old that their eyes don't work. And she's holding her glasses and kind of messing with them. She looks really, really worried. She's a grandma. Did I say that? She's got white hair, kind of frumpy, a little overweight, wrinkly. You know, she's got that, like, furrowed brow, doesn't really take care of herself, just probably stinks. And the only people who love her are probably her grandkids. But anyway, she's looking at this computer. And I think what they're trying to tell us is that she's trying to read something on the computer, and it's really hard to understand. So this is what the meme says. And usually a meme has two lines, one on top and one on bottoms. So on the tops, you've got it saying in all caps. So I'll say it like it's in all caps. Watching Toto's videos. Turn away for 2 seconds. And the bottoms, it says, whole page is filled with notes. So what I want to do is I want you guys to give me your feedback, okay? So I'm going to read it to you again. It's a grandma looking at a computer, and she's saying, watching Toto's videos, turn away for 2 seconds. On tops and on bottoms, it says, whole page is filled with notes. So I want to get your feedback. So, Buzz, let's hear what you have to say. Like, what do you think about this meme? Like, is it freaking funny or what?
It makes no sense to me. I don't understand. Who's Toto? And I just don't get it. Do you really think this one's funny?
I think this one's freaking hilarious.
I'm laughing. If you ask me if I think it's funny, I tell you no, but I'm lying.
Okay, it's like you're late to a party. You're late to a party. You walk in, and someone's in the middle of a joke. And by the end, you could still laugh.
Right?
You could laugh.
I'm wondering, though, are you guys laughing at the picture of the old lady?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or the words.
It's a pretty freaking funny picture of an old lady.
Right. It's mostly the picture.
She looks like she's about to roll over dead.
All right, now let's talk about the words. Do the words make any sense?
Watching Toto's videos, turn away for 2 seconds. And at bottoms, we got a whole page is filled with notes.
That makes no sense.
Okay, Buzz, what do you think?
I think...
but the punchline.
Compared to the other ones...
Wait, who's this little lady? She's stuck to the wall back here. She hasn't said a word.
Oh, that's Sticky Bug.
Sticky Bug. Can you just say a thing or two about this video?
She doesn't speak English.
She doesn't really speak any language, I think. Yes.
Ooh. Oh.
Sorry, ass. Okay.
You might want to wash your hands.
Okay. I'm not going to doubt you there. I'm just going to do it.
All right. Let's get to some important messages.
So is that... Wait. Am I done for now?
You're done for now.
Phew.
This meme segment is dead. Thanks. Hey, thanks anyone who's listening right now. Thanks all.
Thanks for dropping by. Thank you so much for listening.
We've got another hour left, so we're not done, but this segment is done. So, Matt, say your goodbyes because you're never coming back.
Well, I heard that I'm coming back if we got some extra time. So, I will say goodbye. We'll say goodbye for now, but it's been great. I know my wife...
This is a UFO story.
In the bottom... In the back of the door.
My old Uncle Plue lives out in Nebraska. Moved out there about 25 years ago. Took with him about 15 grand of my mom's money. Bought himself some land. Got himself a couple cows. And there he sat on his porch for a few years watching his cows and counting his money. And And then one day he walked out to his pasture, and a couple of the cows were dead. No blood. No blood, just dead cows, missing parts. Missing legs, missing arms, missing ears. No blood. He said, huh, must be some coyotes. Walked back to his house, sat back on his porch, counted his money. A couple days later, he walks back out to the pasture. 10 more cows dead. Missing parts, no blood.
UFOs.
This time he thinks, huh, something's amiss.
UFOs.
He trudges back to his house in his big old red wing boots, UFOs. Covered in mud. Sits back on his porch, cooks bacon.
UFO.
Counts his money. His thousands of dollars.
UFO.
Goes to tend to the pasture in the morning. Notices.
UFO.
20 more cows. Dead on the ground.
UFO.
Not a bit, not a drop of blood. He says to himself, now what in the heck's going on?
UFO.
He scratched his bald red scalp. Pieces fell off. Walks back to his house, counts his money.
UFO.
Wonders what's going on with his cows. Now it's in his brain. Now he can't stop thinking.
Mad cow disease.
He goes.
No.
UFO.
He walks back to the pasture. And sits there. Camps there in a little chair overnight. Nothing's amiss. He dozes off for what? 10 minutes?
UFO.
Wakes up. The entire pasture is dead. And he looks up. What does he see?
UFO. UFO. UFO.
That's right.
All right. You are listening to the Smelly Slumber Party.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting kind of stinky.
Yeah, it's smelling in here. And also, it's getting a little spooky, too. It's getting into the late type of...
Neon mole rat.
We got a little story that you guys might... It's very scary. It's not your traditional story, which is what makes it so scary. It's very realistic. And I think it'll make you want to shut off the radio because it's so scary. And it's called...
Neon mole rat.
It's about a neon mole rat.
Okay, yes.
It's gonna. Yes, is gonna take it. I'm gonna step in and tell
color,
my side.
Color
stuff.
Commentary. Yes.
Yep. Okay. So without further ado, neon mole rat.
Deep dark hole.
Deep.
Deep dark hole. Said the neon mole rat.
I don't want to be in such a deep dark hole.
Said his father.
I'm not sure if we're on the same page.
I was thinking of the other... never mind. Okay, yeah, start over.
Yeah, this isn't no...
Yeah, that
this,
wasn't
this
the...
This is no nursery story.
I was thinking about
nursery,
the other...
Right?
I was thinking of the other Neon Mole Rat thing. We were workshopping this before, but we got it. Go on, yes. Start over.
All right. In a deep dark hole lives a neon mole rat. What country? Not sure.
What Sudan? State?
Iowa.
Oklahoma. Teeth as long as... Yeah?
Sharks.
Teeth as long as sharks. That's broad. Sharks are...
Finger...
Anywhere. Sharks are...
Finger length.
finger-length potato length.
Finger-length, finger-looking potato length.
Fingerling potato length.
Okay.
Potato-length teeth. But, Ed, that's beside the point. The main thing you want to know about this...
Growing.
Moment, it's growing, it's gnawing,
and it's glowing.
It's growing, too. But yes, it's glowing. It's glowing neon orange down in a hole. Not much else. I don't know much else about it.
Who found it?
I think we all know the answer to that one.
Two school children were walking home from the single room schoolhouse. 1925.
When the ghost of Thomas Edison popped out of the bushes.
He said, I invented the light bulb. But what you see down in that hole, and they haven't even looked down in the hole yet. He said, what you see down in that hole has nothing to do with me. I have been damned to this location due to my light studies.
Then he floats. He floats and guides the two school children to the hole. The whole of discussion.
They see a big orange circle, and they're like, this can't be a lifesaver. This can't be candy.
This can't be an orange. This can't be some candy.
They look down
this
the hole.
This can't be...
Their eyes start to focus a little bit. It's a little bit blurry, then all of a sudden...
He doesn't want him to go down there.
No, no. So the kids turn around and run back home, tell their mom. When their mom comes back, the neon mole rat is still there, but it's glowing neon green. Alert.
It changed.
Alert. Alert the authorities. Tell the National Guard to get here now, Thomas Edison's ghost said. Thomas Edison, because he's an American hero, the National Guard, when they heard him say that, came sprinting down. The National Guard, they are each 12 feet tall. They're 12-foot tall National Guardsmen. They came sprinting down to look for the neon mole rat. And they didn't see a neon mole rat. They saw a corpse.
They saw a corpse, and on top of the corpse, some green jello.
So they grabbed the green jello, and as soon as they started feeling it and jiggling it and squeezing it and stuff, like National Guardsmen do, it started wriggling. It started turning into something, pulsing. Then all of a sudden, teeth pop out. Yep, teeth pop out. Then the legs, and then dun-dun, dun-dun.
A small, terrifying mole rat
still
pops out of the jello.
Size of a jelly bean.
Size of a jelly bean, but making noises of a full-grown bear. Yeah, anywho. Before that, though, the National Guardsmen pull out this jello. They instantly thought of that scene from the first season of The Office. Where Jim put Dwight's staple. In the jello mold. Now, that's hilarious.
That's hilarious.
But what isn't hilarious is the look on the guardsmen's faces when they noticed a small mammal wriggling around in that jello.
This is,
Am I in the right place?
Just a second there, Cop Block, Josh. You are listening to the Smelly Slumber Party. I'm your host, and for tonight, I am Buzz.
It is 3:23 in the morning. Oh, 3:25. My apologies. I'm so sorry. 3:25 in the morning, and our main guest.
Hold on a second.
Our main guest, Bryce, a new school skater, never called. Kind of ruined the whole show.
Was that Bryce Masterson?
Oh, yeah. Do you know him?
Yeah. So I host a Facebook page.
All right. Well, I'll let our next guest introduce himself. He's eager to get going. This is going to be a quick little segment. We don't have much time. And we want to get to some sneaky news with Russ, with Runt. And we want to get to some science mysteries with Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I think we kind of already did that. But
no,
okay.
No, it's okay. So Cop Block Josh.
Yeah.
Introduce yourself.
I'm Cop Block Josh. And I just want to run through some headlines with you really, really quick because we're running out of time here. Okay.
Do you want the background music? Or?
No. Do you have, like, sirens you can play in the background?
No. I wish, but we don't. Actually, let me see what I can do for you.
Okay. While he's looking for those sirens, I'll just talk about what I do on my Facebook page. I run a Facebook page. And I'm the admin, which means that I control the content, and I reach out almost 1 million people every single day that I post a piece of content, and I try to reach as many people as possible with my content, and all my content relates to wrongfulness of the police, the boys in blue. Everybody thinks that your policeman is your neighbor. Everybody thinks that your policeman is looking out for you, but your policeman is really looking to kick your butt more than anything else. So I got three quick stories here. Hopefully in the future, and I mean hopefully in the future, I'll be really able to just pull something out of my butt that's going to be a little more comprehensive. But right now I got three main stories.
We're making this quick, right?
As quick as I can possibly. The first story we have is, okay, this comes from the antimedia.org. Seattle dumps drones over privacy concerns, LAPD tanks them. Fire alarm system. SCSMIMN.com. Ensure your business is protected, free estimates. Viewer salute. Oh, that's an ad. That was an ad. The Seattle Police Department purchased two drones for $82,000 with a federal grant. And a grant is a big chunk of money for those of you who don't know. So a big chunk of money from the federal, the feds, the government. So they purchased two drones for $82,000. And with a federal grant, a big chunk of money from the government, after the public condemned their use and their outcry became deafening. The police department, if you haven't been paying attention, the name of the Facebook page is Cop Block. We want the block cops. Okay, but the police department scrapped plans to ever use the aircraft. Thumbnail credit, comonews.com. So there's the thumbnail here.
Wait, what's that red box right there? You want to read that?
Hold on, there's a thumbnail here, and it comes from comonews.com. And there's a red box here. Wait, let me see. It's a little picture of a book, but on the book there's a dress. There's a dress, and it looks kind of like a dollar bill. And it says, Wednesday makes more. I can't really read anything else, but next to it says, Wednesday makes more. 10 rules for breadwinning women. Oh, I'm going to butcher this name. By Farnoosh Torabi. Then it says, roll over to watch video. So when I rolled over, it says, counting down, 3, 2, 1. Wow, they weren't kidding. They were not kidding. This is a 2-minute and 42-second video that you can watch about this book that's coming out. Okay? So now the video won't stop, so I'm going to wrap this up real quick. But basically, so this article is by Justin King. He's from the antimedia.org. And if you look at the article, and it is linked somewhere, it is linked on
Cop Block. You might be excited to know. I got a song about cops lined up after this one.
Is it about how cops are good or how cops are bad?
Oh, I think it's about how they're bad.
Okay, then that's right up my alley. So, Seattle dumps drones over privacy concerns. LAPD takes them. Fire alarm system. SDSIMN.com. Okay. So, basically what's going on is Seattle
It's just jumping drones all over. Have you heard about the drone controversy?
I'm wondering what exactly do you think is going on here? Are you aware of what this article is actually saying?
Yeah. If you look at the picture right here, you got a black piece of technology, and on one side of it, it has a glowing red light, and on the other side, it's a glowing green light. And what
does that mean to you?
Cops. It means the police are trying to watch us. And you know what? You know what that piece of technology is holding in the middle?
What?
A big honking camera. So that's just a quick story. I just want our hearts to go out to the people of Seattle. They're kind of losing. They're on the losing side of the struggle against the police because they're not.
It's a pretty mild story. So
because
so the story is what? What's the story? Seattle dumps drones.
Over privacy concerns. Your issue is that they bought with a big hunk of money from the government.
So you're mad that they're dumping drones, which means they're getting rid of drones. But the article is actually mad that the police.
I just have a feeling this is going to cause more problems than it's going to solve. And okay. That's always been the problem with the police.
And that's not something you can really talk about any further?
Well, you told me we had time constraints, so I'm going to go ahead to a comment we had on our Facebook page. Oh, I'm sorry, on our Facebook page. And this comes from Pete Slater. Now, this is just some fella who commented on our page.
Reintroduce yourself to anyone tuning in right now.
Anybody tuning in, my name is Cap Black Josh. I'm an admin for the Facebook page called Cap Black. And our goal is to expose the brutalities of our boys in blue, who you might think is a friendly guy or a nice man who has a wife and child, but he is really not so much on your side as he is out to kick your butt. So, anyway, this story is just from an average Joe on the street only. Funny thing is, his name ain't Joe. His name is Pete Slater. And Pete Slater says, got a story I want to share here. So it's about 1 a.m., okay, so this is a story from Pete Slater. So when I say I am talking, this is Pete talking, not me. From Pete Slater. I got a story I want to share here. So it was about 1 a.m. and I decided to go out to McDonald's.
So we're talking about an East Coast guy here going to McDonald's, right?
Who?
You said McDonald's. It's an East Coast guy.
I'm talking about Pete Slater. So Pete Slater, it said that the one about...
You're not as sharp as our last guest.
Okay. That's fine. I'm just out to point out the brutality. So it's about 1 a.m., and I decided to go out to McDonald's. I pull out my driveway, hearing sirens in the distance, but I don't think much of it, because who would? The cops are looking out for you. It doesn't say that. I added that in myself, but if you'll excuse me. So he says, I'm halfway down.
Did you add anything to the story?
Just that one part. I'm halfway down the street towards a nearby intersection, and I see flashing lights behind me and a cop speeding down the street. Naturally, I pull over and stop to let him pass. He approaches the intersection ahead of me. Proceeds slowly on a left turn and runs the light. He runs the light. It turns green by the time I get to it, and I turn left to see him turn off his light and slow down. Wait, turn off his lights and siren, and he slows down as he passes the police station. How convenient. That was my own words. This was not Pete Slater's words. Those are my own. How convenient. He didn't say that. I can see him further down the street as he speeds up. Once he's clear of the station, he flares a siren and lights go flashing so he can skip through another red light. So, might I understand that if I put my lights and a siren on my car, I'm just allowed to run red light? I'm just allowed to. Might I understand that if I put lights and a siren on my car, I'm just allowed to run red light?
We got a call. We got a call right now.
Just some food for thought. Who was that?
That was a nice caller.
I think we just had a caller that appreciates it. So, would you keep going with the segment?
It's usually the citizens that appreciate what I'm doing, so I just wanted to point that out. So, thanks for the call. The next article we have here, this is the last thing that we can move on.
Well, let's talk about that last
we didn't discuss
excerpt.
That.
Well, basically, it's just a cop using a siren to run a red light. What do you guys think about
that's
that?
That's something we see too much.
Is that right or wrong?
I'm not going to say I'm going to put some cop in handcuffs. I see him run a red light.
Citizens arrest, man. You're allowed to do it. It's your right.
But it's not right.
No. Well, can I stop you for that 1 second? What's your name?
Yes.
Can I stop you for 2 seconds? I'm not about to get up in my soap stock and say what's right or wrong. But if I did, I would say, That's pretty darn wrong of a cop to do while the rest of us are stuck obeying these tricky laws.
I mean, yeah, by all means, if I was up on my soapbox, I would say it's wrong of a cop, too. I'm just saying, I'm not going to go out of my way to put my handcuffs on a cop.
Yeah. Hey, strap a microphone to my chin, put me up on a stage in front of a bunch of high schoolers.
And it's been done before. Go ahead.
And I would go up and I would say, hey, it's not right for a cop to put on a sirens and run through a red light.
Devil's advocate. Say you're the one wearing the badge. Say you're the one wearing the badge and you have that capability.
And I'm in a hurry.
What do you do with
it? Yeah, you know I'm putting on those bleepers.
I'm putting on the blinkers. That's the thing. That's where I draw, and like,
the
you
sad
know,
thing
that's
is,
where it's tough.
Can I be honest here?
Yeah.
I would too.
I think.
All right, this next article, it's our last one, and then I'll leave you guys alone.
Also, after this, can you introduce our next song? Because I think you'll really like it.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. This is from the freethoughtproject.org/OMG. /cop-texting-directing-traffic/. Okay, the name of the article is, OMG, is that cop texting while directing traffic? This is from Oh My Golly Today. A video was uploaded to YouTube Monday that shows a Brooklyn police officer's incredible disregard for safety and gross incompetence. The officer in the video was clearly starting on the phone while simultaneously waving cars by. How is that even possible? Easy. It's not. The officer was endangering the lives of everyone that was trusting in her traffic command. The situation's a ticking time bomb. If you live in the Brooklyn area and know who this cop is, we encourage you to report the video to her supervisor. This happened on Emmons Avenue. So everybody who's out there, and I've been...
No, don't do any call to our you kid.
Okay, so... This is from the article. I'm not telling you to do this. This is just from the article. So if you read the article, at least take what you can. So what do you guys think? The cop? Oh, my God. Is that cop texting while directing traffic?
You know what I think?
Do you guys think that cop is really directing traffic?
If you want to know my honest thoughts, it's just, oh, my God.
Well, that's why I said, because it's even the title of the article.
I saw the picture. You know what? I'm not convinced he was texting.
It's actually... No, me neither. I don't think they were either. But yeah, But I think that the article was worth being written. I think that we need to be looking at these cops. So, because what I always say is...
Hey, we need to keep as watchful of an eye as they're keeping on us.
That's right.
Yeah, because if you look up, you see a drone. Look up right now. Both of you.
Yeah, I see that drone.
You see the drone?
I see a drone, but I don't think it's on.
It could be off. But you know who's watching the videos on the drones when they're on?
Boys in Blue.
The Boys in Blue, who you think is your friendly neighbor. Who you think has a wife and kid. So this next song, they're letting me do this. Sorry, I didn't finish. But, yeah, the person, you know who's watching that video? That boys of the drone?
The Boys in Blue.
The Boys in Blue, who you think is your friendly neighbor who have a wife and kid, but really they're just out there to kick your butt. Okay, so that thank you so much for having me on. I really got to go. I know you guys only have a few minutes left with your listeners. So I'm Cop Block Josh. The Facebook page is Cop Block, and you can find everything about the disparities and the disabilities of the cops and the police online.
Thank you. It was good having you by. I hope you become a real regular.
Oh, sure. If I can make it every Monday morning at 3 a.m., yeah, then I'll be there.
Everyone listening, every Monday, this is the Smelly Slumber Party. We talk about real issues. Real issues. The show runs from 3 to 4 a.m. on Monday nights, a.k.a. Tuesday mornings. Hey, everyone. This is your host of Smelly Slumber Party. I want to... Thanks, everyone who's been listening. I've been here since 2 o'clock. Normally, I start at 3 o'clock. But, yeah.
Can you run through what we've done so far, like who we've been with and everything?
All right, yeah. I'll do a quick rundown of the show, but we still got a little bit to get to. We got about 15 minutes left in the show. So far on this show, it's been kind of a historical night because we haven't had these many characters on the show yet.
Characters?
Oh, they ain't characters. They're real. Okay, so first guest, we had Weenie on. Weenie is a very talented local musician. He ended up being very rude and promptly kicked off the show.
Yeah, we kicked him out of here.
Next, we had a fellow named Matt, who is actually the husband of Mimi the Meme Master, who was actually dying in the hospital.
as we speak. And so he came on very nicely, talked about memes for a little bit. He explained what memes are. They're a huge internet phenomenon. We learned a lot from that. And then next up, I believe we went to, we told some stories with Yes Yes, some scientific mystery stories. They're very scary. We had a UFO story in there. We did a story about a neon mole rat. And you guys can go on WRUW.org and find the show Smelly Slumber Party in the Tuesday section and download it, actually. So if you want to listen to those stories and you missed them, they're definitely worth checking out. That's some scary stuff, very realistic stuff. And then next up, we had this is one of my favorite guests we've had in a long time. His name is Cop Block Josh. He runs a Facebook page that kind of points out the brutality of police and stuff like that. And he was very informative. He told some stories and stuff. He was very he's very despondent. He was kind of unapproachable, but he was very good. And so now we've got our buddy Runt here, and he is going to he has some stinky news for you guys. So let's do some quick stinky news segments, and then we'll get on out of here because we only got about 14 minutes left. So. Okay. Runt, you want to take it?
Yeah, this is really stinky. But, I mean, it smells crap. Okay, so this is something that Yes is going to want to talk about a little more than me, but I guess out in Wakakaka, and that's somewhere in Missouri, and it's called Wakakaka, a little girl, 12 years old, was stabbed 19 times by her two 12-year-old friends, and they say it was done to worship Slenderman. Now, Slenderman does exist, and they actually did this in honor of Slenderman. This girl actually was stabbed 19 times, and for all you freakos out there, she did survive. Now, Yes, you had something you want to say about this. Before I get into too many details, you want to tell us a little bit about Slenderman, and just tell us why this stinks, because this stinks like crap. I mean, it smells like a freaking toilet.
Yeah, it's like a sewage.
It's a stinky story.
This
that's
news
for sure.
Stinks.
It's a stinky story because a girl was harmed. Luckily, she didn't die, but she was harmed.
Who's it stinky for? The girl or?
Oh no! It stinks. No, it stinks for the girl. She's got wounds rotting her gut. So yeah, like I was saying, stinky for the girl. She's got serious problems. Physical problems, but it also stinks more for Slenderman. So because
that's kind of a seems offensive to say something like that
about Slenderman.
No, just about the whole situation, and your Slenderman is the person you're defending in this. Okay, I'm gonna hear your side.
Yeah, I mean, obviously Slenderman. Well, he's definitely misrepresented by the media, by CNN and other agencies. But Slenderman, me and him have been emailing, and from what I can tell, he's a normal guy like me.
Well, you emailed him today, didn't you?
Yeah, we were talking earlier today. I had my Gmail account up. It was whirring.
And that's what stinks.
The computer was purring. And we were talking. We were talking almost like real time. I don't have his. I don't think he has a. I don't think he's got a phone number, but he's definitely got an email. And he responds rather quickly.
You think he's got a smartphone?
No. But he was saying. And I thought that was pretty interesting. He was saying he had nothing to do with it. He had nothing at all to do with it. With the incident in Wakaka.
You know what I have to say about that? That stinks.
Yeah, you're right.
Because who's getting the blame for this?
Slenderman.
Yeah. His name's getting sleared and slandered all over the news. But yeah, this was a big story we thought we'd point out. There are a couple other things in the news. Nothing really quite as important as this. I'm going to just search here, freaky news. And, okay, so... Probably the newest thing that's happened here is, let me see. Alright, well, it says, wow, okay, it says, hang on. The name of the article is...
Can I play a tune here?
Well, the name of the article is Demonic Doll Attacked My Family. And this stinks. Can you believe it?
Yeah, this one's ripe.
Okay, it says a possessed doll, which was accused of attacking a small child, is sold for close to $200 in an online auction. Alright, so I'm just going to skip ahead to the juicy parts. He started to sleepwalk. I don't want this doll in the house anymore. Okay, so would you pay $200 for something that's going to attack you while you're sleeping? That stinks. I don't know, I just thought that stinks.
Yeah, I just think that's creepy. I think it's creepy that someone would buy something like that.
I think it's creepy, and I feel bad for the person who bought it, because they think they're getting a cool artifact, but that just stinks.
I can't tell if we're in a newsroom, or if we're in a sewage treatment plant. Or if we're on the set of Goosebumps.
Or if you're sitting on a toilet in an outhouse.
Yeah, you know? This news stinks.
It just smells. It's crappy. The thing is... You also feel like you're just sitting back, hanging out with your friends, like you're on a back.
Right. It's kind of a story you can tell over. Is it a story you tell over a campfire, or is it news?
This is the first time we've really done this, so isn't this a good way to end the show? Just kicking back, you know, farts, telling some nasty stories.
Yeah, I just wish we would have got some better stories.
Next time.
Hey, yes, can you tell the story about the Nian mole rat again? Deep dark hole.
Neon mole rat?
Story starts in a deep dark hole. And a glowing neon mole rat. It's growing.
And it's glowing.
And it's glowing.
Isn't there a strip of dirt down its back?
A strip of dirt? I don't know if you say it. I don't know what you're talking about.
I think that's the...
You gotta listen to this story.
You just gotta listen to the story. You not pretend like you know it.
Anyhow.
Oh, I'm getting a call. Okay, just a second. You guys keep...
Yeah, so, back to this mole rat. Two school kids walking home from school. The ghost of Thomas Edison pops out of the shrubs. Says...
This has to be the end of the line.
He says to the school kids...
I invented the light bulb.
We all know that he invented the light bulb, but his ghost came back for a reason, and it was...
You all have the plans for my first prototype light bulb. I left it in the body of a mole long ago.
And the kids instantly knew what he was talking about. They ran to the forest and found that deep hole with the orange glow.
We just had a caller. You want to tell us what he wanted to say? Since we couldn't get him on the air.
I couldn't understand a whole lot, but he just kept saying, I'm not kidding. We're better off than that week-long roadkill. I think he had, roadkill, in his... did we talk about that last week about... No, we didn't, but I think he and his girlfriend... there was roadkill in their driveway, and they left it for a week. And he was calling me and telling me about that. We were going to discuss it on the phone, but we couldn't get it to work. So
that sounds incredibly stinky, and sounds like something that that would have fit very well.
It would have fit
on the show. But yeah, all you listening right now, call in. Not now because the show is about to end. But from now on. Next Tuesday morning, you really do want to call. We really want to take your call and talk about whatever things are on your mind.